People, Holy Spirit is real. And you cannot do this Christian thing without the Holy Spirit. And by the way, speaking in tongues is only a beginning. You must get to that place that the Holy Spirit is like the GPS.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Everybody, read verse 31, Acts chapter 4, verse 31 with me, shall we? And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled. So if there were children in the prayer meeting, they were all filled. If there were adults in the prayer meeting, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. How many people were filled? Do you see that they were praying over somebody in this case? No. By the sheer presence in being in that prayer meeting, whatever was prayed about, as soon as they were done, everybody was filled. And I'm desiring for that to happen. But you are not even showing up for the prayer meeting. So how is that going to happen? I urge you to show up for a time of prayer. For who knows what the Lord would do. It's time to allow the Spirit of God to work in and through us. Amen. Acts chapter 5. In Acts chapter 5, the Bible says they bought a lot of stuff. People were selling their property and all that. And then they brought it to the feet of the apostles. You all remember Ananias and Sapphira? Okay, look at verse 3. What happened when they brought it? Acts chapter 5, and look at verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? So he tells you clearly that lying is never of God, whether it's white or black or special, whatever case, it is Satan filling your heart. It's time for us to call the things the way they are. We are becoming too smart. Oh, it's a white lie. Which one is the black? I'm amazed we don't call the white lie the bad one. Always is us. I'm meddling. Let's look at verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, and that is when Ananias' wife came, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God? So I want you to see how everything that Peter is doing, he is ushered and moved by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is out of the equation, we resort to anointing oil. The anointing oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit power. The only time we anoint is the Bible says in the book of James that we anoint so that the sick may be healed. Today we attach so much importance to all kinds of things. People covering themselves with a talit. You know what a talit is? A prayer cloth. Thinking that when they have the talit, that is how God hears. No, no, no. The Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? God opened my eyes, says, son, until your heart synchronizes with your mouth, you have no right to ask me to answer your prayer. Because sometimes in our hearts, we are desiring evil. But our mouth is saying, God bless me. And God says, the two things don't sync. But when our hearts are such that it is in line with him, and our mouths are saying it. God is obligated. Please listen to the word I use. God is what? Obligated. Because he says, out of the abundance of the heart. Once your mouth is speaking what is in here, God is going to listen to it. This is why we say that most times you begin prayer in worship until your heart is turned over to him. It is not how much ba 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 da 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 da. You do that, you are not getting anything. I have seen the rise of people trying to pray, but a prayer that is not from the heart will never be listened to be by God Almighty. Are you understanding me? It's interesting. I was talking to a brother one time, and he was telling me, oh, Pastor, I joined this prayer line somewhere. And I said, we have a prayer line here. Have you joined it before? He said, no. I'm just sitting there asking myself, what is it that is over there that is not here? Because here we don't do gimmicks. We won't give you a talith. We will not cover you and put some oil on your head. You see, human beings, we were raised in, most of us like idolatry. So anything that looks visual, we like it. But God says it's simple faith. Have faith in me. Sometimes you don't need to yell the prayer. Sometimes without opening your mouth. Did Hannah open her mouth? The Bible says her lips were just like lip syncing. But God heard it. Because the heart matters. Are you with me? I said, are you with me? That is what the Holy Spirit does for you and I. Because when he's in the picture, he will make sure those things happen. Let's go to chapter 6. You will love this. So far, you are seeing that those who turned the world upside down were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they kept being filled with the Holy Spirit, and they made sure that every action of theirs was detected by the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 6. We'll read the first five verses. Acts chapter 6. We'll read the first five verses. Are you there with me? Read with me from the screen, please. This is important. Shall we? Go. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. In other words, what the Bible is saying here is that as the people began to become more and more, the believers started growing, the daily ministrations was distribution of food. They gave them things to eat here and there, right? And all that. And it started creating trouble. Verse 2, read. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Now, pause. It is not my duty. Mine is to simply deliver this word to you and pray every day for you. Verse 3, go. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Pause. What was the criteria of choosing people who would serve food in the house of God? Tell me. You just saw the verse. What was the criteria for people who would serve food in the house of God? People who are full of the Holy Spirit. So the criteria of even serving food. Working in the kitchen The criteria was people who are full of the Holy Spirit. How much more people who are ushering? Because they are meeting people day to day. They are the first contact. How much more people who are singing? How much more people who... What I'm trying to show you is that the church has departed from the old. We cannot watch what they want and not do what they did. Because constantly they walk with the Holy Spirit. The guy is going to serve tables. He said, we need 7 men who are full of the Holy Spirit. The day I read this scripture, I cried. May God help us. Come on, talk to the Father, everyone. Let's get into prayer right now and say, Father, help us. Help us in the name of Jesus to have a link and a relationship with your Holy Spirit. Let it not be something we just say, but Lord, let the journey to have that relationship stronger and strengthened begin right now. Shall we all pray? Everybody pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, O God, to focus on you, to focus on you. Lord, that our hearts, O God, will be a heart that is chasing after the Holy Spirit, not our own things, but your Spirit. Amen. All right, chapter 7, the book of Acts. So we are making a decision that in this year, Daddy must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it should not end there. Are you with me? My goal is not speaking in tongues. My goal is a conscious discipline to always walk with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you walk with the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So when we are fulfilling the lust of the flesh, it is obvious we are not walking with the Spirit. So don't tell the children when they're having difficulty with lust and other things that what the counselor said, 4 points, is the solution. The solution is the Holy Spirit. When you keep replacing anything that the Holy Spirit is supposed to do with anything, it won't work. And we get frustrated. Oh, so they had a relapse. They had a relapse because you are not using the right method. Jesus is not a little boy. When he says something is got to be this way, he knows why he said it. Amen. Are you in Acts chapter 7? And this is in regards to Stephen. Notice what he says here. Please read with me. He says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did. Stephen, when he was about to be stoned, he reminded the people that as long as they resist the Holy Spirit and does not walk in line with what the Holy Spirit wants, they have become a stiff-necked people. And the use of that phrase, uncircumcised in heart, simply refers to people who are trying to walk with God, but their hearts are not with him. Because what good is to be circumcised in the flesh and not in your heart? Because notice, the circumcision of the flesh was to put you in a place of covenant. But how do you maintain a covenant that is only in the flesh? It must be an issue of the heart. That's what Stephen is saying. Look at verse 55. Verse 55 of the same book of Acts. Please read with me. Shall we? Go. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Full of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say full. Say it again with me. Full. It is important. Chapter 8. Chapter 8. I'm trying to stress the fact that the child of God, the church of today, the average believer, must learn to be full of the Holy Spirit. It is not an option. We have denominations fighting over the Holy Spirit. You cannot even say you are a Christian if the Holy Spirit is not in your life. Are you in Acts chapter 8? This was the time all the believers were scattered. And they were being persecuted. It is no wonder that in Europe, one of the countries that the people were so strong and powerful in their Christian life was Ukraine. And God decided, I'm going to disperse them. Why? So they can take the message everywhere. If we don't change, he will disperse us too. Christians today, everything is about you. We're going to fast, so I pray for my need. We are going to pray for my need. We pray for my need. The time has come. Your need is enough. When you die, this need will stay here. Businessmen, use your money for the kingdom. The rest of us who don't have the cash, use your energy for the kingdom. It's amazing when somebody dies and there's a funeral. You realize people have a lot of energy organizing. But where is your energy when it's time to look for a soul in the kingdom of God? It's okay, it's good. But where is that energy when we are looking for people to pray? Where is that energy when we need people to work with the youth? Where is that energy when we are looking for people to sing songs that brings heaven literally down? Where is that energy? I believe that I'm in your face, but it's to help you to get you to the right place. Are you understanding me? It's time to push you over the edge. You are eagles. Stop being chickens. I am not insulting you, I'm just pushing you because I know there is more on the inside of you and it needs to rise up. I was talking to my wife, we were sharing some things, and God opened our eyes to something. Didn't the Bible say, if two shall agree? Didn't the Bible say that? In the book of Deuteronomy, didn't it say, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a word is one? Satan knows it, that if all married couples will be in agreement and they start declaring things that will come to pass. So he never makes you be of one mind. Every day you are fighting. And you are fighting over something that is not necessary. Me standing here preaching like this, I've got my flaws. But she has to always forgive me. And I'm sure she got hers that I always have to overlook. If we will be able to raise a generation that we can propel into the world there to make things happen. Little thing. Oh, my happiness. Peter, Paul, they were beating them. When they came back out, they began to rejoice. Would the church rise and get to that place? When we have troubles, that is where we rejoice. I only have two people clapping here. We rejoice because we know one day when faith turns to sight and we meet the King of Glory, he will say, welcome home, child, because you did what I wanted. They were full of the Holy Spirit. People serving food. Can you see in the home when mommy has finished cooking because she cooked in the power of the Holy Ghost? Yeah, modern people would tell me, Pastor, why are you spiritualizing? Didn't you just read it? Did you not just read it? So that even if there is something wrong with the things she bought from the grocery store, because she cooked in the power of the Holy Spirit, that is over. May God help us. I said, may God what? Acts chapter 8. Let's look at the 14th verse. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they had come down, prayed for them, that they might receive their... So there are some who pray to receive the Holy Spirit, but there are days when people are in the midst of a prayer meeting. We may be praying about one thing, but then God will be baptizing with your Holy Spirit at the same time. Amen. Verse 16. For as yet he was not fallen upon none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them and they received what? The Holy Spirit. Wow. Look at verse 29 of Acts chapter 8. Look at verse 29 of Acts chapter 8. And I need you to read this one from the screen with me. Shall we? Read. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip was going to minister to somebody, tell somebody about Christ. Please remember, I am not asking you to go out there and tell people come to church. Tell them to come to Jesus. Are you listening to me? Because when you tell them come to church, you don't get a reward in heaven. The reward is for those who are pointing the people to Christ. If you are indeed living full of the Holy Spirit, they will follow you to church. Are you with me? Okay, let's read. Go. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself. Wow. So he's telling you that even bringing the message to someone, you must be directed by the Holy Spirit. Because there are people who will simply just waste your time. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, he will lead you to the hearts that are already prepared. Are you with me today? Are you? Okay, look with me there, verse 39. In the same chapter, Acts chapter 8, verse 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. How many of you young people understand what just happened here? The Holy Spirit caught him away and sent him, so he disappeared. Do you agree? He didn't need a flight ticket. If we would depend on the Holy Spirit, some strange things will happen. He did not need it. One of the brothers who used to be in this ministry, he relocated to another city. He shared a story because he had cancer and he was dying. And he called and we were praying about it. And then after a while, I wasn't hearing from him. And I was worried, so I kept calling because I wanted to be sure he wasn't dead. And then he called me back one day and said, Pastor, can you believe what happened? Because on one of the nights, I was in my bed and this guy showed up in a three-piece suit. And when he showed up there, he says, I am your new doctor and I'm here to take care of you. He walked into the place, touched him, and he got up and he was healed. God can do things if you will depend on him. And after that, I told him, my brother, God has given you a second chance at life. Do not waste it. Bring many into the kingdom of God. What authority do you have to ask God to keep you here? When all the time he's had you, you've never said anything to anyone. I'm waiting for the day he will snatch me. I'll be here preaching, and before I find out, I'm in the Philippines preaching. In fact, one of the places I've asked the Holy Spirit to let me appear, just appear, because I'll bypass all security, is the White House. And this is why the child of God who believes that God can help him to get a better job can bypass security clearance. We do everything by our head, your head. If it's all about your head, what is the difference between you and the people in the world? There's got to be something different about us. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings the difference. You can run me through the system and you won't find me. Because God has a way of hiding his own. Are you in chapter 9? Don't worry. Starting from February all year, we will study the book of Acts, verse by verse. And then you will see that those who turn the world upside down, they have a certain characteristic. They are not afraid of death in the first place. Are you in chapter 9? Look at verse 17. This is when Saul, who became Paul, had been converted. And Ananias, one of the disciples, was sent to go meet him. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and, putting his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to thee on the way, as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and to be filled with the Holy Spirit." Please notice, he was to receive his sight and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The next verse, verse 18, teaches us something very, very important. And the Bible says, "Immediately death fell from his eyes as it has been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized." God wants you to live a life full of the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. God wants me to live a life full of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at verse 31 of the same chapter. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit." Today, Christians don't fear God. Pastors going to the underworld just to go and obtain power, so they can come and do miracles. And that is what we want. There was a season, there were prophets rising up in this city, and there were people. I will call somebody, "I didn't see you, Chair Pastor. As for you, we know God has blessed you with the word, though, but we need some power." They still came back. I'm still asking, did the power finish? Because power is not something that occurs in 2 minutes. It must be acquired through a gradual process. And once it comes like that, it stays. And some people subjected themselves to demonic powers. I had phone calls coming to our office here with fetish priests and priestesses calling from different countries, saying, "Don't pray for that one, else we will come after you." My answer was, if you could, you wouldn't call me. Sometimes when we are fighting battles, declaring God to protect you, you're also there. Cha, 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 cha. And I'm asking myself, what do these people want? It's time to grow up. I said, it's time. Go with me to chapter 10, because here in chapter 10, something is happening. The Holy Spirit is not only coming over the Jews, but now he's coming over the Gentiles. You and I are Gentiles. Are you in chapter 10? In the house of a guy called Cornelius. They were desiring it. Everybody said they were desiring it. Look at verse 44. "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word." The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. So we can pray for people to receive the Holy Spirit. We can lay hands over people to receive the Holy Spirit. But in the midst of a preaching and a teaching session like this, as you hear the word of God and your faith rises, you will receive it too. And you know it. Here we don't do, say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." If you do that, I'll give you a knock on the head. Because the gift of God can never be manipulated. Maybe it's from the way I received it. The day I went to church and they asked me to lead prayer, and we started prayer and I spoke in tongues, people stopped in the middle of the prayer and they all started shouting. The doubting Thomas received it. The doubting Thomas received it. Because this is me. I wanted to be sure it was real. People, Holy Spirit is real. And you cannot do this Christian thing without the Holy Spirit. And by the way, speaking in tongues is only a beginning. You must get to that place that the Holy Spirit is like the GPS. He is the, what I call the modern AI, artificial intelligence, telling you, don't go there. Don't move that way. He doesn't tell you why. He simply instructs you.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.